Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'll just gonna have to teach him some basketball today during the show.
I'm the dude that told you to line up, the lineup last night.
And you think that's what they're gonna go with?
And Evan hits me in the morning like, that's not gonna be the starting lineup. I'm like, you know what, Evan, you might be right, but what was wrong with that lineup?
Well, to let people know, they went with Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins.
Yes.
Kuminga, Green. I think Trace Jackson Davis started last night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No? You're out on it.
So, I just think they got to figure out Wiggins / Kuminga at some point.
There's no way to me, I'll throw it back to you.
Yeah.
There's no way in a contract year, this just me, that Jonathan Kuminga, who we know will go tell his representatives and they'll go to the paper or whatnot, in a contract year, if he doesn't get paid by the start of the season, that you're telling him, I'm coming off the bench?
Keep his value down.
He is an athletic freak, man. I know the game of basketball is more. Did you watch him? You can just, it looks different when you watch him. Like, he stands out, man. He's shooting the hell out the ball. So is Buddy Hield, and so is Moses Moody, who for some reason or another, it's not you, Steiny. I don't think Warrior fans are given enough love, man. And maybe there's too many of the same thing.
They got to figure it out. They got to figure out who plays, who doesn't, and whether they're going to go with kind of the same rotation game to game or whether they're going to switch it up game to game. But that's the one issue that I see early is they got 10 or 11 guys who want to play. And so how are we going to do it? Are there going to be two guys each night that aren't in the rotation, or is Steve Kerr going to do it game by game? And then every game, there's a different guy or two who doesn't play for matchup reasons.
Have you seen a good team in your year, seriously, that did that and it was successful to where, you know, each night was its own? You know what I'm saying, Sonny? I don't know if there's any, I guess the word, I brought it up earlier, continuity in that.
Well, they don't have continuity. Mm-hmm. They lost Klay Thompson, and he's been a part of this team for, 12, 13 years?
Well, how do you develop that?
You bring in veterans who know how to play, like Melton, like Kyle
Even
Anderson.
Even if their role fluctuates on a nightly basis?
That's why you bring in professionals, so that if their roles fluctuate on a game-by-game basis, they're still professional. Mm-hmm. And then you get solid play regardless of whether they're playing consistent minutes. But 888-957-9570. And the question I have for Warrior fans this year is it refreshing that this team's a work in progress and the reality is maybe they're not going to be very good. Maybe it's a 35-win team when it's all said and done. I wouldn't bet on it if they stay healthy. I think they can be better than
What's the Vegas number again?
43.5.
See, I would go, man, if you gave me some bread, I'd go to that counter and slap it on.
On what?
The over.
Well, then you are optimistic about this team.
No, I'm worried about if you get 46, it may not even, you still could be part of the play-in. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not saying they can't reach those heights in regard to the numbers of last year's team. I don't need to be sold on that. What's scaring me is what the others are doing. Sacramento, the playoffs, just added DeMar DeRozan to what they got going. And right now, I feel like they know who and what they are in their rotations.
Well, they don't have continuity. They just brought in DeMar DeRozan.
Well, he's going straight into the starting lineup.
All right.
And so is
maybe DeAnthony Melton.
Yeah.
Or so maybe is Brandon Pajemski.
I like our players. It's just like, how are they going to fit?
They're going to fit better than last year, I think. I think they're going to fit better than last year.
Right.
I like the makeup.
Right.
I like the makeup of the team. Talent-wise, they're probably obviously not as talented as they've been in the last several years. But I don't know either. I think you can make up for a little bit of loss of talent with guys that are playing the right way. and guys who are bought in. And so, I don't think they had that team was not bought in last year. Mm. And I know it started with Clay, but you look at a guy like Chris Paul, and now I look back at last year, and I'm thinking, there's no way. There's no way he enjoyed last year playing for the Golden State Warriors coming off the bench.
Damn. That was with Wimby. Let me just throw this to you. Mm-hmm. So I've heard from Kerr. I've heard from, you know, players that the three ball emphasis is real and is here. Steiny, 45 attempts last night. Is this the is this what we're going to see from the 2024 Warriors? At least 40 a night? Because it looks like it's going that way. Like, it looks like they're going to just let them fly.
Steve Kerr says he wants a lot of threes.
Wow.
A lot. And look, the last year's NBA Finals was Dallas against the Celtics, and those two teams took more threes than any other teams in the league. They were 1-2. Now, that doesn't get you to the finals just taking them, but in this day and age of the NBA, what Spadoni have a great stat last night. The combined shooting in threes last night was 17 for 72.
Eight.
I mean, apparently you don't have to shoot them well to win a game. Let's go out to Cameron. Cameron's in Antioch. What's going on, Cameron? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
Okay. Steiny, I think you're completely wrong. The Warriors did have a chance at a championship last year. We had 15 double-digit leads throughout the season, most in the league. The only reason we was losing those games because Kerr was closing with Chris Paul. He was supposed to be strictly a second bench option. If he would have played D3D, Moody, and Kuminga from the beginning of the season, we would have had a way better record. We would have not been in the play-ins, and we would have had a chance at the championship. Whenever Stephen Curry is healthy, we have a chance at a championship. We have to stop disrespecting him like that.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate the call. I was getting
now. What did he mean by disrespect? Well, they did blow a bunch of leads. We got you there,
right?
And that's what I took from that call. You are correct, but he's saying a healthy Steph. What we saw in the Olympics.
A healthy Steph does not get you to the finals.
Well, that's
my point. I mean,
that's a big leap. I don't think he was. Well, he might have been saying that.
No, he said as long as we have Steph Curry, we have a chance at a title, and. Like, that's fine to think that, but you can't go into the season expecting it. I just don't think you can. I think you take this team and you look at it as a brand new version of the Golden State Warriors, and if somehow, some way you can, throw out the past. Throw out the last 2 years and throw out the previous 10. We know they've got four titles. That was a while ago. What are they now? Can they be a 49-win team? Can they get to 4 or 5? Can they make the playoffs? Can they win a round? Can they win two rounds? If they lose in the second round, can we then look at the team at the end of the year and say, that's a 49-win team and we should be even better next year if we make a tweak or two? But I think this year, the team as is can be very competitive. And I think the story behind the story is this team is open for business. They've got an excess of role players, and it's the age-old thing in the NBA. Can you somehow package a few role players and maybe a draft pick for a difference-making type player? And I think that's going to be what Mike Dunleavy's focus is on this season, just monitoring the league, figuring out a couple players that you think could be brought onto this team and change it fundamentally for the better. Who that guy is, I don't know who it is right now. But I guarantee you somebody's going to emerge because somebody's going to start having a disappointing year and a team's going to need to start thinking about making moves if they're not having a great year. And maybe the Warriors will get off to a bad start.
Well, hopefully
they'll
not.
They'll have to be in aggressive mode trade-wise earlier than normal.
Yeah, I feel like you sent this text into the Comcast business text line, Steiny. The uncertainty with this Warrior team has me excited. Can't tell you how the team is going to get into. I just hope for a 6 seed, being optimistic. Anthony. And I'm with Steiny. I feel that, but I'm just like, what if it goes left fast?
Well, and you're, what if any season goes left fast?
But what if it goes left because you're not playing the right keys on the piano? That's why I want to see manifest how we – and the players are going to control that, right?
Yes.
Or you played the game at a high level.
Not really. Division three.
But I'm going to give you some. Franklin and Marshall. But some guys can't respond to not knowing what their role is going to.
Well,
some
then
guys,
you know what?
No, you're right. Maybe they're not
tough decisions on those guys.
I got you.
I guarantee you, and this is part about.
But there's a mental thing to this, too.
But who are we talking about? You know damn well who we're talking about. We're talking about one guy.
Oh, no, I was.
We're talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
And I was throwing Moody in there.
No, Moody is going to play. That's the beauty of Moody. He can play, not play, play, not play, and he plays the same way, and he gives maximum effort. Like Moses Moody, this is his fourth year, but he may as well be 30 years old. He's that professional.
But we've seen him fall out of the rotation.
Yes, that's right.
Where he wasn't warranted.
Well, I don't know. Well, Steve Kerr would probably disagree with you there. Mm. But what I'm saying is, the one guy I never worry about in terms of his attitude or approach is Moody. There's only one guy we worry, well, two. Wiggins. Wiggins and Kuminga are the two guys that you got to somehow figure out a way to keep in the fold.
And if Buddy, who's been on fire in Fuego, Stoney, what if he were to get off to a slow start? You know, OG, you know, is he second guess? What am I doing here? You know who I am? Buddy Hield. If he were to get off to a slow start.
I love you.
Yeah.
But this, like, for a half hour, you've just been like, well, what if Pajemski's not ready? What if,
but this is when you do it before.
No,
this is why there's so much uncertainty.
No, but this is when you're optimistic. Like, you can look at this. They're 5-0 in the preseason. I get it. It's a preseason.
You know
who cares?
What? I give you that. And you, but like, I'm scarred from last year. You
like,
know
I don't
me.
Want to be a jerk.
I'm scarred. No, you don't have Steve Martin. You don't have to be. I'm telling you, I'm scarred.
Like,
I am scarred. So, hey, I'm at the party. I'm just not in the pool yet, but I'm looking around. And
I mean, I have no rebuttal.
It takes a lot.
I have no rebuttal to you if you say, well, Steiny, what if Kuminga gets off to a slow start? Or what if Wiggins isn't with... Then they're in trouble. And, you know, what if LeBron James falls off 10%? And Anthony Day, there's a chance things could go wrong. Absolutely.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.